I suppose what the government had been trying to do, and also Irish Water, was to try to do the impossible, which was try to introduce a new scheme in a very short period of time. If you look at what happened in Wales, it took upwards of 10 years to introduce a proper water scheme there. And to do it in 18 months, it has obviously failed. The government has to listen to the people and has to look at addressing this issue in a very, very, you know, constructive and proper way. And no doubt the conversation in the parliamentary party meeting tomorrow evening will certainly be looking very closely and will be focused on that particular issue.
What have you made of the whole debacle?
I think we need to go back to the drawing board and come up with a system that is straightforward, is simple in terms of getting the message across, and also is affordable.
Do you accept that the government has messed this up?
Well, I think it's a combination of failure between Irish Water and the government. And yes, I think the government was too ambitious. You know, there's been a lot of change. On the one hand, we're trying to get the economy sorted. You know, if we think back to the so-called good times when money wasn't a problem, you know, where there were, you know, there wasn't property charges, there wasn't discussions around water charges. I mean, that was the time to introduce things. Obviously, in trying to turn around a country, an economy, and trying to widen the tax base, it is difficult. It's difficult for a lot of people, and affordability to pay has to be foremost on the minds of the decision makers over the next couple of days, you know, the next few days and weeks ahead.